everyone. Welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast. And today it is our 100th episode. And we're going to drink a little. As always, I'm Kate. And I'm here with Adrian.
How's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And our Oscars host, Alex.
Hey, that's me.
That is you.
I know my name. Who said I didn't?
I don't know.
That is a vicious, vicious lie. And if you've been listening to this podcast for as long as it's been on, you will know that Alex has been on the podcast the most out of anybody else, and he's our friend. So rather than go through all of this stuff ourselves, he's going to be moderating it. And with that, we're going to run down what we're drinking exactly, and then he's going to run us down our drinking rules. But I do want to say, only drink with us if you are in a safe place. Don't do it while at work or driving, please. And I don't know if there are any like liabilities. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, know your limit, know when to throw in the towel, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So you're going to ever tell them what we're actually doing?
Oh, yeah, we're answering questions and things. Wow. Alex, do you have a better intro?
No, just yeah. You guys, we're gonna talk about some of the statistics of your podcast as you come into your 100th episode. We're gonna see some answers of questions that you had for the community and some questions that the community had for you. And all throughout, you will be drinking according to a set of rules.
Yep, and I will be drinking a Founder's Breakfast Stout, which is 9.5 alcohol by volume.
You're using a stout for a drinking game?
Yes, but I do have a cup of vodka with a soda next to me.
Okay.
Just in case.
That does help.
I also only had like a salad and 5 ravioli. Let's do this.
Oh, no. There was one time where I was at a bachelor party and people wanted to play Birio Kart, and the only thing that they had, I think, was Guinness. And so, like, trying to slam 4 Guinness in, like, 20 minutes, I was like, my stomach doesn't have room for this.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, okay. Adrian, what are you drinking?
So, I have to go teach kids tomorrow. So, as much as I would love to just, like, slam scotch back, I figured I would go on brand and drink Coronas, like Vin Diesel intended, when you're hanging out with friends. So, I'm like 4 Coronas in to kind of play catch up to the vodka drinkers.
So Adrian's drinking water.
Yeah, but just a lot of it very quickly.
Matt, what are you drinking?
Drinking Red Bull and vodka while eating cough drops.
Like how you said eating cough drops. Like he's just snacking on them.
I mean, you're not wrong in describing him that way.
I've had a cough for about 2 months. Healthcare in this country, terrible. It has not gone away. So I'd see cough drops like candy. And you can eat candy while drinking. So
just from this intro, I feel like we're going to get fairly drunk. Alex, are you drinking along with us?
I'm not, because I have to, like, immediately when we're done with this, I have to go drive somewhere.
No.
And so I would not be able to. What I do have is a very weird orange vanilla Coke. I don't know if you guys have seen that's out.
Yep.
But I had to stop by a gas station to pick up a package from one of those, like, UPS drop-off things. And then I saw that they had it, and I was like, yeah, why not?
That works.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with the whole put cocaine back in Coke and quit with all the flavors.
Oh, okay. Alex, what are our rules?
Yeah, so there's going to be a few rules, and one of these rules we cannot enforce during the first section of this because it will kill multiple people. So there originally this was split into like rules where you have to like do a shot versus just take a drink, but since you don't all have hard alcohol, everything is just take a drink.
Okay.
So number one rule, if all of you start talking over each other, take a drink.
This is going to be great.
If I ask a question and there's a prolonged silence, take a drink.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
If any mentions of like specific Twitter feuds or maybe specifically Star Wars Twitter.
This is great.
Alex wants to kill us.
Well, the good thing is I don't have to drink at all. I'll be fine.
Here's the thing. These might not come up depending on the questions. Like these could be completely like not
issues.
Have
you listened to our show?
That's true. I have. If you cut someone off, you have to take a drink. But the person you cut off has to call it. It's, I mean, I feel like all of you to a degree will like jump in when you have something. So we'll see how it goes. Also, it's a little bit unfair of a rule because we are doing this on Google Hangouts. And so there's a delay no matter what. So there's going to be some accidental cutoffs. And if people call it, you got to drink.
Okay.
If you refer to a fictional character possessively, as in my boy or my girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, Adrian.
Oh, man.
And then this is the rule we're not enforcing at the start. If anybody gets into like hard numbers or statistics, if anybody brings up or talks about or goes to Box Office Mojo.
Oh, God.
And then I have one rule for each of you, which is, and you're the only one who has to drink when this happens. Matt, if you talk about math or science. Adrian, if you say dope. Oh, and Kate, if you give an emphatic no.
Man,
oh, no.
I don't like this game. Out. We can't, we're not going to have Alec on no more.
He knows us so well.
This isn't fair.
So if you're drinking at home, please be at home and be in a safe spot and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will get these rules to you so you can put them up with the show notes.
Yes.
Oh, and then the last part of this, each of you gets to make up one rule to go on this.
Every time Adrian mentions Fast, or every time Fast and the Furious gets mentioned, somebody drinks.
Okay, so is this that all of you have to drink, or just the person who does it?
I'm okay with that. I'll tell you.
Anything for your familia?
Okay. Yeah, anything for the familia.
Matt, what would you like to add in?
Adrian, go next for right now.
I'll do the opposite of your other rule. Anytime Kate says, yeah, she has to drink.
I can't talk then.
So an emphatic, yeah. She also has to drink.
This is great.
So you can have no strong feelings one way or the other.
And Kate, like Kate is nothing but strong feelings. So.
All right, and then now, does this mean that Matt has to make a rule for himself?
That's what I was wondering. So.
Or you can defer to us to make a rule for you.
Since I need a rule, how about Alex, you make my rule then? We'll make this even.
Okay. This is an idea that I'm going to borrow from Kate. Any, let's say, begrudging sentiment toward younger generations? Any, like, damn kids?
That's fine.
Damn 2,000 kids.
See, the sad part is where I was going... See, the sad part was where I was going in my head. I was like, I'm pretty sure everything I've said that I'd have to drink for has all been cut out of episodes.
So you'll just get progressively drunker and no one will know why.
I'm going to show up at 58 minutes trashed. Hold on.
Okay, this sounds amazing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm excited. So yeah, again, we're not enforcing that statistics or the hard number statistics rule up front. While we go through this, but Matt, you want to take the lead on this part?
All right. So obviously, since we made it to the 100th episode, I like to have fun with the average podcast stats in general, just because I find podcast statistics fascinating and it's very interesting because people never know what the hell they're going on. They just make a podcast and they don't know whether they're good, bad, or in between. So first, we'll start off with basically the term podcasting. Apparently, I found is from the basically they combine the words from iPod and broadcasting. And it was suggested by a BBC journalist, and some people actually like to use the term, the backronym of POD for Portable On Demand, to remove the brand dependency of the term when it was originally coined.
So Portable On Demand Broadcast?
That's actually sure. A really good repurposing of an Apple-centric word.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, it's a really accurate description of what a podcast is. It's just I would never actually describe it to somebody that way.
Hey, Alex, have you listened to our Portable On Demand broadcast?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
But that's where it apparently came from. So the next part of some of these statistics, some of these are taken from different studies, but different stuff because different types of aggregators give you different statistics. Or because some of them actually do statistics and some of them don't. But overall, it's kind of like, guess what, if your podcast is on Spotify, it's most likely on iTunes or something like that. So basically, there'll be a ton of overlap, so they kind of all work together, if that makes sense. So basically, there's currently there's about 700,000 plus podcast podcast totaling over 29 million episodes.
So we are not unique snowflakes.
No, there's actually probably about, but out of those podcasts, about 550,000 of them are probably about active. Fun times. 19% of listeners increase the speed while listening. I did this for Kate and Alex, mainly Alex.
All right. I mean, I speed up a lot of the podcasts I listen to.
Same.
Yeah, apparently 19%.
All the audiobooks I listen to are sped up. It just gets to the point faster. Yeah.
I'm listening to an audiobook sped up right now. It's an oral history of MTV that even sped up, I think, is like 17 hours long.
Yeah, because sometimes I look at those numbers, I was like, do I really want to listen to this book for 19 hours? 16 sounds better. Okay, let's do that.
As of last month, South Korea has the highest percentage of people who listen to podcasts, with 58%, and the U.S. is at 33%, which South Korea comes in actually, I mean, obviously this is for the past month, but they do it pretty much almost every month. South Korea pretty much is the highest by far.
That's really cool.
Which is also weird when we look at statistics of actual podcasts, especially like ours, where it's majority U.S. and everything else, but South Korea apparently does a lot of podcast listening. The average podcast length is 44 minutes.
That's not us.
You guys hear that? 44 minutes.
We're like two of those sometimes.
Sometimes four.
The median
It's the Double Mint Gum of podcasts.
Yeah. The median average is 39 minutes, and we'll probably be using a lot of the median averages versus like the median versus like the actual mean average, and that's because essentially with podcasts, there's a bunch of outliers. So essentially, if you have five podcasts and four of them have 25 episodes, and the last one has 400, if you took the average would probably be about 100 apiece. When in general, the median would be about 25 episodes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm tracking. That's some good science, Matt.
12% of podcasts have published one episode.
Oh God.
What's the actual? Oh, never mind. That's your next thing is the failure rate.
Well, 6% of podcasts haven't made it past episode 2. And this is out of a study with about 679,000 plus podcasts, what they took the study from. And about almost 80,000 of them, 79,000 and some change, did not have more than one episode.
Yikes.
The median average podcast is about 14 episodes. I've talked before about, like, basically the average podcast is probably closer to, like, 16 or so. And so, yeah, basically we beat that.
We're way above average.
Yes, we have, which you'll clearly see when I get down some more numbers. Which going through this kind of makes you feel sad / happy / you don't really know. It's a roller coaster ride reading through these statistics. Another fun thing I've heard, I couldn't find the actual backup from the source of this, but I've basically been said, the average 50% of podcasts don't make it past 16 or 25 episodes, and like 50% of those don't even make it past that. Yeah, so, in general, like, podcasts, they're easy to start. It's like you can make a band, but they're easy to fail.
I mean...
Yeah, and...
Kate, you can start drinking while Alex
You're
talks.
Not wrong.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I think it is that thing of podcasts seem like, it's just talking. I can do that. That's really easy. And then once you start it, you realize there is a lot more behind it.
And I was going to add that technically we only lasted 16 episodes with our original host lineup. So
I barely even remember those days, honestly.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
Like over 2 years at this point.
I think so.
Yeah, almost.
Because you're at 100 episodes, but you've also had weeks where you do like movie reviews and things like that I don't think count toward that episode count, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think if we count that, I think we're at 183.
I think it's 83.
Oh, wow.
183 total like podcasts. Episodes. We obviously, this is our 100th actual main episode where we actually do like show notes and we don't just sit around and talk about a movie we saw or something. In the study, basically, the top 1,000 shows, they use Castbox for this one. The median episode count for the top 1,000 was 191.5 episodes. Obviously, way more than 14. So do a little bit more. This one, basically, Libsyn does, basically, they do all their podcast statistics, and they actually keep it up to date pretty thing. So this is basically from the end of last year. The average adjusted, basically, mean number of downloads of a Libsyn podcast was 140. But when you actually look at, that's the median number, when you look at the actual average or the mean number, it's actually, like, 1,622. And that's because, like we said, there's so many outliers. So basically, according to Libsyn, only 7.4% of their podcast actually receive 5,000 downloads or higher per episode. And that's out of almost 700,000 podcasts.
Almost there.
So, yeah, almost there. I mean, I can go with the thing, but basically, kind of like the one thing where you talk about, like, Libsyn, if you receive over 140, they're the average, you are better than 50% of all podcast shows.
Yeah.
If you do, like, even, like, 1,000, you're better than 80% of all Libsyn podcast shows. So, essentially, if you can get 1,000 downloads in basically an episode, you're better than 80% of all podcasts. And obviously, you can keep going, and like I said, basically, the top is very high, the bottom very, very low, and then everybody's in the middle, and so mean averages. And that's just kind of fun looking at basically statistics and how you look at it, and I don't know whether those are good or bad if you have a podcast or listen to podcasts and how you feel, but we're better than a lot of people. We're also worse than a lot of people.
So now that Matt's thoroughly depressed us...
Are we better than more people or worse than more people?
We are better than a lot of people.
You're better than a lot of people, but the people who are way better than you are so much better than you. And that's the spot my podcast is in.
Yes. Like, we're easily better than probably 60% of all other podcasts, but those other 40% are like way.
So Alex is way ahead of us.
Oh yeah.
I don't know that we are.
I feel like you are.
In terms of episode count, maybe. I'm not sure. But also, yeah, I mean, just to give you guys context, like, I'm looking at this sheet that Matt has, and the top 1% of podcasts is 37,000 downloads per episode.
Ooh.
Well, the funny thing is, above 3,500 downloads, you're in the top 10%.
That feels so achievable, and yet so far.
Yes. But that's just crazy, though, because, I mean, most of them say get 10,000 in the average thing, depending on your podcast, because not all podcasts are created equal, anything, but usually it takes typically about around, like, 6 years to your podcast, between 4 to 6 years before you, like, plateau, depending on what you do.
Yeah, and there's also this weird missing bit here about conversion rates between downloads versus listens and how long people listen. Because, like, I know that my phone will automatically download a podcast, and then I'll look at the topic and be like, I don't care about this, and just delete it.
The one thing I do know, a certain thing, is basically if you start a podcast, 80% of people who start a podcast will listen to the podcast fully.
I mean, I guess I do. So, yeah. I'll kick something off and just let it play until it's done.
Yeah. So those about all the stats I have. It's just fun because we made it to 100, and I just wanted to look at basically in terms of other podcasts. So we're better than a lot, but we're worse than a lot of other ones. But it's been a fun ride, though. We've made it, and obviously we've done... way more than 80,000 podcasts we have won.
Such a high bar.
Okay, so moving on to this next segment, you guys had some questions for your community, for your listeners, and we got some feedback on that. Do you guys want to read out the questions, or do you want me to do it? How do you want to see this play out?
Matt?
I mean, I don't care. Alex, we brought you in. You have fun. You can read them out, give us your own answer, and then read everybody else's.
All right.
Or one of the others.
What is?
But I think you should have to answer all of these.
I have to answer all of these? I'll do what I can. What has been your favorite episode of But Why Though so far? So we had Erzatz Ash on Twitter said, I don't know, that Wasp episode y'all did was pretty good. Gatsu083 said, Wolverine Matters, totally unbiased here. And Nico the Auror said, the episode on the Beatles, it came as a surprise that you guys would do an episode on them. Major props to whoever suggested it. And I think my favorite episode that I was not a part of would probably be... I mean, I really like the ones that I've been on.
I was going to say, all of these answers are just the most biased things ever. Completely and utterly.
No, I think... I did enjoy the Backstreet Boys episode that you guys just did. I think just like listening through the statistics and the numbers on it and seeing how they played out and the U.S. perception of them versus overseas and all that kind of stuff was just like a really informative, good episode.
Because I definitively proved that the Backstreet Boys are better than NSYNC. You can still like NSYNC, that's fine.
I mean, I think they're both, like, enjoyable. They both did good pop music. It's just that it was weird that was, like, the feud of, like, my late adolescence, early teen years, like, right around, like, 10, 11 years old, was, like, which of these bands do you prefer?
Neither? Does that
I mean, that was what most people had to say. Now, I am curious, though, with this one. What has been your favorite episodes to record? Not necessarily the end product, just to record.
I have one.
Okay.
So our World of Warcraft episode, our first one, because Adrian got, like, we had started drinking because we've only recorded two episodes together. Well, we've recorded more than that, but, like, our main two episodes that we recorded together were the Marvel Netflix one and then the World of Warcraft one. And we were all drinking for the World of Warcraft one because it was while Adrian still lived in El Paso. He was down in Austin for some time. And Adrian went on a drunken, like, 15-minute rant on Star Wars Galaxy in the middle of World of Warcraft. And it was great.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That was the funnest to record.
Yeah, that's definitely still my favorite because I feel like that's when I was the most passionate in life. Was that episode?
In life? Not just even on in the life. Show?
No, yeah. I mean, the episode was super fun because we don't get to record together too often. I mean, now that we live like in the same city, like, I guess technically we could, but it's just, you know, if you've ever been in Austin, traffic sucks. And we work a lot.
I have not been to Austin, but I believe you.
But dude, the times that we do get to record together. So I would say just any time that we get to record together, kind of like in the same room, is always fun because stuff like that happens. And it's just a general good time. But that World of Warcraft episode, definitely good. That clip's there somewhere in our Twitter thing somewhere.
It is.
Did you not post a clip?
I did. I made a video for that clip.
She did. Yeah. Now I want to go back and listen to it.
So, to be fair, I did not like that episode because those two were drunk and I was not. And it was just like, Kate was talking about freaking
Santa.
He's talking about Star Wars Galaxy. And I'm like, and Kate, you can drink and cut me off. But as I was saying, I did not even get, there was like, when are we talking about WoW? Because somebody's over here crying because they have pandas. Somebody's crying because
I did not
dead.
Cry.
Nothing going on.
Hey,
right?
Hey, we revisited that episode and we went deep into the lore. Okay. It's the world.
You went back sober?
Yeah, I went back sober and did it. Yeah.
All right, moving on. When did you start listening to But Why?
Matt
though?
Didn't. Lizzie hold on, Lynn, no, Matt didn't give his favorite.
He said Matt, that was your favorite. You just favorite. Started. Right, you just started talking because you didn't want to have to drink.
Yes, because obviously these two were not going to save me.
You can't know. You.
I said
no,
something.
No. You pause there, man. I don't care if you're coughing off screen and our listeners can't see you pausing, but there was a pause there, sir.
That had nothing to do with that. But anyways. As far as my favorite episode,
just because you go, it doesn't mean there's not a pause there.
No. Probably go with Planet Earth again. Yeah, I think I said this before at the end of the year, but I think it would, Planet Earth was probably my best one.
Is it because you made me cry?
I did not make you cry. Quinn made you cry. I just happened to be there.
I did, in fact, cry on that episode, if you're wondering. Everybody drink.
No, I'm debating if it is cheating for me to ask Matt what he liked so much about that episode, or if that's goading him into talking about science.
I mean, technically, he's talking
isn't
about
him
science.
Picking it? Yeah, I'm like, isn't him picking that talking about science?
That's talking about science.
Yeah, Matt, you should drink.
And I'll drink for this, but I also really enjoy our Fast and the Furious episode. And, like, our Rock episode. Like, just doing the notes for the Rock episode specifically was a lot of fun just because, like, the dude just does so much. And I don't think people appreciate it. I think they just see, like, a big, bald, muscly man. But that dude does so much stuff. And I had a lot of fun doing that Rock episode, even though he never liked any of our tweets.
And it's funny, too, because you were actually sad that he won over Vin Diesel in the poll.
Yeah. Yeah. Vin Diesel's coming sometime. I don't know if the family's broken up or not. And I'll drink, like, four times for that.
Did you see Vin Diesel's Groot jacket at the red carpet?
Yes.
I have mixed feelings because it looks like he's wearing Groot and I don't like that.
Yeah, that is a little bit uncomfortable, but I love that he got a jacket that looks like a tree.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's some.
Are you really wearing Groot if you are Groot?
Oh, man. Whoa.
That's, I don't know. Are you a human if you're wearing skin?
Is it my skin?
Whose skin?
This is getting into some real Silence of the Lambs territory.
Oh, speaking of which, that's an episode we need to do.
Oh, that would be a good episode. Definitely.
But who would come on for that? Jeez.
I don't know. Is there a certain horror guy who's an assignment editor at a horror site or something?
Oh,
do we
I don't
know
one
maybe. Of those?
Moving on. When did you start listening to But Why, though? So Lizzie Lynn Garcia said, I think probably when you hired me. Nico said, first episode was the Game of Thrones season 7 review. I was randomly looking for new podcasts on websites, and this was the 5th podcast recommended on several sites.
Wait, what? Says,
yeah.
Nico said that this was recommended on
what
several sites.
What sites recommended us? Who are you and how can
How did we get the
you?
Top 5?
That was also like a year and a half ago. Because
So we're number 1 now.
Are we?
So much confidence.
Well, statistically speaking, we
yes,
are.
Yes, there is a lot of confidence because we're great.
That was an emphatic yes.
Yes, it was. You're right. Oh, thanks.
Dope.
Ersatz Ash said late 2017, and Gatsu08 said Steve Ditko Matters. I was following Lizzie on Twitter, and that's how I found you. And I've been listening to But Why, though, I think literally since the start, because I was talking with Kate when she was still like forming But Why, though, as an idea.
Because one of the first podcasts I ever listened to was Alex's.
Oh, thank you.
It was cool.
We're still doing it. We're having a lot of fun with
it. You also like made me talk at my car a lot because I'm like, I have something to add. And then like I wasn't on the show. So
that's like the one consistent piece of feedback that we get is that people are like, I wish I could have been there to talk about this.
I attempted one time back in 2018 to get on that show, and I was rejected.
We had guests on season 1, and we haven't done it since then. And I don't know why. We just were like, we moved away from that format.
Because you don't love us,
people.
Alex.
I was rejected.
Does that make Alex like
just so much work with
our longest consistent listener slash and person? Like, I don't count Stefani, right? Because like she's kind of obligated to listen. But like Alex might be our longest.
Is she obligated? Because most of my friends say, I listen to you guys talk about this stuff anyway. I'm not listening to your podcast.
Yep.
None of my friends listen to our podcast. They half the time forget I have a podcast. Or they ask me, what is a podcast?
Define likes to learn.
And tell them that it's a portable on-demand broadcast.
Yes. You know what the other crazy thing we found from statistics that I didn't talk about? 38% of people who don't listen to podcasts feel that they do not want to listen to it because they feel they have to pay because they think subscribing means
dope,
pay.
Now drink. Oh, I said dope. Shit.
Adrian.
Yes. Oh,
Alex is such a mean rule, man. You know that?
It was. I feel like the rules against all of you are mean.
No, it was like a domino effect.
Next question was, if Kate, Adrian, and Matt were the cast of Parks and Rec, who would they be? Gatsu083 said, Kate would be Leslie, all about getting stuff done and making things better. Adrian would be Anne, smart individuals that both have jobs focused on helping others. And Matt would be Ron, same energy towards things they love and things they hate. Which, yeah.
Is he wrong?
He's not wrong.
No.
Actually, no, he is. Am I, like, happy enough to be Leslie?
I think your work ethic, Leslie, like, 10 out of 10.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where's your love of waffles?
It's pretty high. Give me a nice Belgian with, what is it, sweet cheese? It was called?
Oh, yeah. I think, is that it?
No. It's like it's a ricotta? Not ricotta. I don't know. There's some sort of like sweet cheese. It's kind of like a cream. It's not cream cheese. It's something else. Because I had a waffle in San Diego.
You mean like
butter? No, it was a waffle.
Butter is not sweet cheese, Matt.
Somebody at me with what the sweet cheese is. Anyway, it was mascarpone. It's mascarpone. It was a waffle.
I'm sorry.
Margarine?
I'm stuck on margarine? At me with the sweet cheese.
It was a Belgian waffle with mascarpone, lemon mascarpone cheese and lavender syrup.
That does sound very good.
Where are you getting these pancakes from? Are these San Diego? Okay.
It was in San Diego when we went to TwitchCon. It was from the Lazy Hippo, and we went because Matt told me to pick a restaurant, and I picked something with a cute sign.
It's fair.
It was great.
Nice.
This is after we spent 20 minutes in a coffee shop because they had cats.
Yes, actually, no. Matt walked in, walked out.
There was a lot of disdain in Matt's face just now.
Well, because Matt waited outside of the coffee shop for 20 minutes because I said I'll be right back, and then I just sat there and petted cats for a while.
And this was sober Kate.
Yes, it was sober Kate. It was in the morning. Okay, a Lenovo party.
Nico said that Kate would be April, Matt would be Ron, and Adrian would be Andy.
That's fair.
So another vote of Matt for Ron, so I get that. How do you guys feel about your new designations, though?
April's good with me.
Yeah.
You're happy like Andy, though.
Yeah, but...
And you lived in a pit that one time.
I guess, like, I like Andy's like attitude towards life, because that's how I try to be. But he's also like dumb as goddamn rocks. Okay, I'm not stupid. Even though Kate in our one episode said I didn't know what a biome was, even though I was just trying to be nice for our listeners, I was just trying to be Andy and help people understand what Kate was saying, and I got labeled stupid. Is that why everybody calls me Andy? Is that what's going on here?
So, to be fair, in that vein, April is lazy, but I'm exactly like her in that I hate most things, and I'm kind of mean.
Yeah, for sure.
But do you have really weird friends like Oren?
I mean, Matt can say yes.
Fair. And then lastly, Lizzie said Kate is Leslie and April, Matt is Ron and Ben, Adrian is Andy and Anne. I don't make the rules. Now, throwing a little bit of Ben in towards Matt, I assume, is just about the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, in our Parks and Rec episode, Adrian or Matt compared me and him to Chris and Ben. In that, like, I try to be, like, with our writers on our site, like, hey, guys, y'all are doing great. And Matt's like, y'all fucked up right here. So.
What's about everything? Kate says we can do everything, and then I tell her.
Because I believe.
But then she doesn't realize.
No, that's how I edited, like, 20-something pieces this week and wrote, like, 12.
Oof. That's a lot of content output.
I kind of want to cry, but we're good and I got beer.
I get it. And based on that, I'm going to say mine is, I think I agree mostly that, yeah, Kate and Leslie, Matt and Ron, and then for Adrian, probably Anne. I feel like I get that more than, like, I'm not going to say that you're like John Ralphio or anything.
You know
like
what?
That.
Actually, he's Chris Traeger.
Oh,
no, he's
that's
Chris
very good.
Because he's happy all the time. He refuses to be sad. I mean, we've done some episodes and we talk about depressing stuff, and Adrian's like, I haven't had that, but guys.
Yeah, and like Chris Traeger, when I am sad, I am very sad.
Yes.
So I'm okay with that.
When I am sad, it's devastating.
Which I did rewatch. In our Parks and Rec episode, I said I was going to rewatch the series, and I did.
Am I allowed to add a rule?
No.
What do you want to add?
Anytime Kate takes something and says, I'm going to tell a story about me.
I might as well just drink all the alcohol I have next to me right now.
I mean, you all keep drinking without even breaking rules. I'm watching the video feed.
But I take bigger drinks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Isn't that not how you play drinking games? Don't you just kind of like sip on stuff and then when you have to do like a big thing, you drink?
I think it depends on the game. I tried playing the Sharknado drinking game once, and after like 20 minutes, we had to turn
it
off.
What? That's how you die.
We also tried to make a Big Fish drinking game right after that, and it went similarly poorly.
You need to come to Austin, and everyone can stay here, and we can all do a drinking game to a movie, and Alex makes the rules.
Yeah, and they'll also bring over drinks with frenemies, and we just get trashed.
Oh, God. That
sounds great.
Bad. That's not. Anyway, next question.
Kate, do you want to finish that story?
Next question.
You don't want to see Alex drop it low in drinks with frenemies?
That's fair. One of the cards is you challenge two people, not yourself, to do squats. And whoever's butt can get closest to the floor wins.
Oh, okay.
It's not fair because we have a friend who's like 4'3", and she just wins all the time.
True.
Yeah, that is a distinct advantage. Next question is, what topic do you want But Why Though to cover that we haven't already? Lanisha said gargoyles, and have me on to talk about it when/if you do. Gatsu083 said Jim Henson for a new topic. If you do, shout out to the Dark Crystal, please. There's a reason I review the comics. For a return, I can never hear too much talk about The Simpsons.
So apparently he just wants you on for like...
I know.
I would absolutely, here's the thing, like, if you guys want to do, like, talk about the Muppets, want to talk about the Simpsons, like, I will be around for all of that. That is easy enough. And then Nico said an episode on sitcoms or Harry Potter, Lizzie said Batman, and CJ Wright's thing said Power Rangers.
So the funny thing is, we actually had a Power Rangers episode scheduled, and then something came up, and we switched it at the last moment.
Now, question, when you say Power Rangers, do you mean the franchise as a whole or the Mighty Morphin?
Franchise as a whole, but I would focus on the Mighty Morphin, because I was going to do the notes.
I know so little about it outside of Mighty Morphin.
Because Mighty Morphin is like 125 episodes.
It's because it's manageable. And there's been like six series after.
And there are two concurrently running comic books on it.
Oh yeah, they're both through Boom Studios, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once again, we were scheduled to do one of these, and I don't remember what we
I think somebody
to,
died.
But...
Yeah, that sounds right.
We apparently like doing dead people.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I have been petitioning for a Jack Kirby episode. If you are listening to this, add us so we can do a Jack Kirby episode. And Matt just keeps saying dead people. And I'm like, but Matt, Jack Kirby made all the people who matter right now.
Didn't we skip Jack Kirby? Because that was, again, another one that was on the schedule. We didn't do it. Is it because somebody else died?
It's because Stanley died.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what
we did a Steve Ditko about a dead person, then we're going to do Jack Kirby.
Because
they
are important!
And then we came back. And
yeah, then we're going to do the more important guy first, and then we'll go back to Jack Kirby eventually, is what Kate said.
No!
We've done a lot of dead people.
That was an emphatic no. All right. I want to know, do you guys have questions that you want to cover the podcast to cover? Like topics, but you guys haven't come up on it yet?
Jack Kirby and Xena.
Ooh, that'd be good. All right. It's going to be fun.
Oh, and a...
What you got, Adrian?
That's a silence.
And a what?
Even though you try to cut in there, but that's a silence.
Yeah.
Does it count if I'm cutting in over a silence?
Just keep
it. I feel like interrupting a silence is just talking, so I think you're good. Adrian, do you have an episode that you want to do?
I'm trying to think, man. We've done a lot of stuff over 100 episodes. I guess my Vin Diesel episode's going to need to happen soon. I'll just go with Vin Diesel. That man matters, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Drink, like, every time you said his name. Because we
Does
know
Vin
why
Diesel
you're saying
count as Fast
it.
And the Furious?
He's also in Triple X.
Maybe.
He's also in Triple X.
And,
okay.
Iron Giant.
And Iron Giant.
Is Triple X that much different than Fast and the Furious?
Yes, it is. Because it's just one dude versus...
Because his name has two syllables.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one dude.
But is he married to the streets in that?
He's not married to the streets. He's married to the extreme action. And the things he's going to do for his country.
When that movie first came out, one of my sister's friends wanted to look up showtimes for it and just went on the internet, probably not Google because it was that long ago,
God.
And just typed in XXX
oh,
movie.
No.
And was just like, well, that was a mistake.
That sweet summer child.
So the funny thing is she did that back then. I had completely forgot that stuff like that still exists. And I was looking up, like, I wanted to look up something for Bang, like the energy drink that I drink all the time.
No.
And I was like, oh, and I just typed in Bang, let's see what we got. And then I was like, oh yeah, porn still exists on the internet.
Oh, Bang is
just from Googling the word Bang?
Yes.
Oh, that's
I was like,
troubling.
I forgot that people still have, like, websites and do stuff. And I was like, we have to go Bang, energy, drink, low calorie,
and Bang is, like, one of those compound words, too.
Why did you look up Bang, Matt? What were you trying to figure out?
I was looking up flavors.
Yeah, were you looking up flavors, you liar? You looking up, like, caffeine content and all that stuff.
Oh, no, I already know the caffeine content.
Were you looking up
Join
science?
Our Discord. You can get all that stuff.
We already had an entire 45-minute discussion on coffee versus energy.
Can we
drinks,
retroactively talk calls. About science and make Matt drink?
Like, you want to circle back to science?
No, because, like, you just said comparing all of them, and that was science-based, because they literally listed the grams of caffeine in everything, including
really
cocaine.
Did, yeah. And cocaine.
Join our Discord.
Yeah, Matt drink. That is a nerdy conversation to have about
Join our Discord.
Drinks.
It's fun.
Is that the episode Matt wants to have next? A Bang episode?
What, just like putting me drinking Bang and yelling,
all
yeah!
Matt,
about,
can you make it?
Outlaw Country!
We all talked about it.
That was everybody talking.
Yeah, that was drink.
What I was going to say while you're all drinking is that what I want now is a YouTube channel of Matt reviewing Bang flavors.
That would be great.
That'd be fun.
I would gladly
also,
do that.
And then you can expand to other stuff. Like, have you seen Justin McElroy has a YouTube series called Things I Bought at Sheetz, which is just a gas station in his town? And he just buys things from the gas station and reviews them.
That's
Well, Kate bought candy the other day, and there was all
it
mold
was.
On it.
It was terrifying.
Oh,
so
no.
I bought. I don't. It's like. It's called Polparinos. It's like a tamarind candy. It's like a. It's like fruit leather, tamarind type.
That
thing.
Sounds good.
It's amazing because it's spicy and it's sweet and it's perfect and it's Mexican candy. And I open it and it was fucking moldy.
How does that happen?
Because we live in Austin and there are not as many Mexicans here as I think. And I think it's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But the other candy I bought was good. And Matt was like, you're still going to eat that? I was like, well, not all of them are moldy.
Oh, that's nice. All right, so you guys ready for the questions that have been asked of you?
Yes.
Thank you, everyone who answered the question.
All right, so the first question for all of you from Joe_Fru, what's the next for the podcast? What's the next big thing you really want to do with it? That's a silence.
Oh, yes, we're all drinking, but I got an answer.
I didn't know you were done with the question because you didn't read it like it was written there, and I think Matt...
There's a sub-question. It threw me off. That's Matt's format.
You should drink. I wish you were drinking, Alex.
My formatting is great. I did question one and question two.
All of my alcohol is boxed up, Adrian.
My answer is I don't think we're in the 80% of people or the whatever that like big number is of people who can do a live show, but I would love to do a live show or at least a panel. That's my next big step. I want us to be able to do that.
All right, so the next question from CaptYas156, you each get the opportunity to experience a comic, movie, game, TV show, book, etc., whatever fictional thing, for the first time all over again. What do you choose?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really, really good one.
No, I remember the first time my dad read The Hobbit to me. Like, it was, it's probably the memory, like, I remember always loving Star Wars. But the first time I actually felt like I was exploring was reading Tolkien's work. So Lord of the Rings, anything Tolkien, like if I could just reread his entire universe and come in fresh, that's what I'd do.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm trying to think, man, and I think I'd have to go with Star Wars. Like I can't think of something that... I'm thinking back to my time when I watched The Force Awakened in theaters, when I saw, even when I was a kid and I saw Revenge of the Sith, like those were like big moments in my life, like where Revenge of the Sith, we waited outside for like half a day to get seats for it. And like, I was just memorized the whole time. When Anakin ignited the lightsaber with the Padawans is like one of my favorite movie moments in cinema ever. Cause the whole theater.
Children.
The whole theater just gasped, like, oh, what the hell? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, when I experienced Star Wars season for the first time, like, when I watched the Clone Wars for the first time, when I watched Stefani watch Clone Wars for the first time, I'm like, I wish I can go back and relive this. With, like, Dragon Ball Z being a very, very close second.
Okay, now I have a question. If there wasn't a rule that made you drink, would it have been Fast and the Furious?
No. No, unfortunately not.
Okay, cool.
And I will say this, Adrian.
Well, because you didn't want to go back and watch the actual good movies, the first and Matt, second one versus whatever. So.
Yeah, Matt, drink okay. Because you just slandered Fast and the Furious.
That was worth it to
Adrian,
Matt.
Drink.
Also, Alex, the question underneath it, the little dots, were just their second.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go through and give everybody a first
then,
run.
Yeah, and then I will say to you, Star Wars is my second piece because building models. My cousin
was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like all of like, I mean, I went on a drunken rant from Star Wars Galaxies for like 15 minutes.
But, in the middle of a WoW episode.
Yeah, like I just really, really, really like Star Wars and all of like the lore. So I can go back and re-listen to the books that I've listened to that like had me stopping like on car rides. And yeah, Star Wars for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Matt?
I probably have two. I can't really decide which one. I could probably go with a few of them. Obviously, you guys pick good choices. Well, I mean, Lord of the Rings was a good choice. But I'd probably go with Halo 1.
Oh, just replaying that game.
When that one first came out. Because, one, I mean, basically all of our standard controls that everybody knows today came from that game.
Yeah. And that game messed with my mind. The first time I played it, I remember at my friend's birthday party, like, we all sat down with these Xbox controllers and we're like, why are there two joysticks? And no one could figure out how to work it.
So my brother ends up playing Inverted because apparently during Halo 1, he accidentally messed up on the controls and he thought Inverted was how people played.
Interesting.
And he's just never corrected it.
Nope.
Oh, you know, here's a question. Am I the only person who just plays with whatever the default is for a game?
No.
Depending on the game.
Because I feel like a lot of games, I just don't change
it. If it's like on console, I'll just stick with whatever. But if it's on PC and I have like the ease of changing it to like something on my mouse, I'll definitely change it.
Oh, that's true.
But if it's on the controller, I usually just kind of lean with it.
It also depends on like what kind of game too, because I would say if it's a campaign and I'm playing on controller, if it's a single player and I'm playing on controller, I will customize it to what I want. But if it's, for some reason, if it's a multiplayer, I'll leave it default. And then I just hotkey everything on PC.
So multiplayer you wouldn't change? Because my second one would be probably, like, if we get NCAA back, which would probably be up there in my top list. That first time playing Online Dynasty was amazing. And honestly, you need to play custom controllers controls with that game. But no, Halo 1, probably that one, just because of how groundbreaking. Like I said, it basically revolutionized how we actually use controls. And it's just funny, my brother played inverted for like 3 or 4 years before. I was like, how do you play like this? He goes, I thought that's how it went. Apparently, when you get the guy that comes, when you get Chief that comes out, apparently you press up or down, and it automatically sets your controls, and he apparently pressed the wrong way.
So that's so interesting.
I will say this too, like, actually, like, we need to do a Halo episode, and I think we know that we need to do a Halo episode, but also, like, when I think back to, like, what we know as FPS, like, Halo's the starter of that, pretty much, right? Because I think back to, like, Duke Nukem, Doom, all the stuff before it, and that's not really the same stuff that we have now, for the most part.
Depending on where Counter-Strike falls.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. When I think of Halo, I think of, like, its campaign, especially, like, its co-op campaign, of, like, how you're able to actually play a decent goddamn story campaign in an FPS shooter. I have to think of Halo, especially because I played, like, with my dad. Like, we definitely need to... I would experience that again, for sure.
The anniversary re-release was my first time ever playing the Halo campaign, because before that I had only ever played multiplayer and I never touched the campaign. And so for the anniversary re-release, I played through it all co-op. And my favorite moment is actually getting I forget what it's called, but the car you ride.
Warthog?
We got it. The Warthog. We got the fucking Warthog stuck in a crevice, and we had to reload from a save point super far back because we couldn't get it out of the damn crevice. We tried for like 3 days straight.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kate had all these experiences like 20 years after
I
everybody.
Did.
It doesn't matter. I
was
just
playing Fighters
through...
at the time. I'm sorry.
No, I just played through Halo with my girlfriend. She'd never played it before, so we played through the first game.
That's adorable. And
it was great to, like, see all of this from someone who's never seen it before. But then it's also that thing of, like, yes, you find a Warthog or any vehicle, and it's like, we're going to use this until we can't. Whether it's that you got it jammed in a hallway that you were never supposed to take it in, which I think we have all done.
Yes.
Or, yeah, getting it stuck in a crevice. And then trying to, like, grenade it out, because the Warthogs don't really degrade that quickly in that
God,
game.
Yeah.
And just so many mistakes.
Yeah, no, I beat that, like I said, for our campaign, like, I probably played that one more single, like, the campaign probably way more than multiplayer, obviously, because this is about the time where Xbox, like, Live is probably barely a thing, if that. Mm-hmm. If anything, I played it more, like, multiplayer, as in, like, I ran cords across our house and had TVs set up for LAN.
For sure.
All right, next question. And this is multi-part, so I'm going to ask questions and you guys kind of answer as we go. One, when will you be staging the social uprising?
Right now, currently happening.
All right, follow-up question. Should Gatsu 083 bring a veggie tray?
No.
I mean,
meat eaters, come on.
No. Bring a wing plate, just a bunch of wings, and we'll be good.
That does sound... I'm hungry. I didn't have dinner before recording this. And then the actual question, if you could each do an interview with someone living that you feel is important to pop culture, who and why?
Vin Diesel.
Drink.
/ Will. There's like I have a lot, right? But, like, it's like just my favorite. Like, if we got an interview with Will Smith, I'd die. But
the young Will Smith,
both at the
Witch
same
of the
time.
Gemini.
I need both of those things happening at the same time.
So I actually think shout out to Carolyn Hines. She quote tweeted us saying, "I get to watch what was it? What's the most recent Will Smith movie?"
Bright?
No, not Bright, please. Actually, that movie wasn't as bad.
It wasn't really as bad as... Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, good lore. No, she said, I get to watch most recent movie Will Smith against Ali Will Smith. And I was like, that's really good.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Mine was better. I just said, will younger Will Smith be performing Getting Jiggy With It or Welcome to Miami?
That was a very good one. I'm surprised it didn't take off on Twitter. It was so good.
Mine was better because tell me have you guys seen After Earth with Jaden Smith?
No.
It's terrible. It's absolutely
terrible.
But if I could switch Jaden Smith with 90s Will Smith with old gruntled Will Smith, would you watch it?
So that was
hey,
my.
We already had but this
Jazzy
conversation.
Jeff, but does Jazzy Jeff show up later on?
Ah, you didn't throw it out, Uncle Phil.
That's. But here's the thing, Adrian. That was my thought. It was like, this movie feels like Will Smith has given up on getting his son cast and things.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And he was like, "I'll do it myself."
I just want to be fair.
Yeah,
you said that, and I was like, "We're not doing this again." Will Smith.
He also like
doing this.
Jaden Smith also dropped like Smith from like his like performing name, so he's just Jaden now. So I think that ship has sailed.
Well, all right.
So mine, in surprise no one, is Guillermo del Toro.
That's a very good one.
That man's mind is. Amazing.
Does that count as third per like referring to somebody as like?
No, I said that man, and you said that, and you.
Did you say you my man's? That... I feel like you said
no,
my man's.
I said that man.
She said that. Man.
I'm not.
I misheard it as Batman.
Guillermo del Toro. I would not say my man for him.
But my man's mind.
I did not say that.
Anybody just imagine
she
you
for
did.
Sure said that man's mind.
I said that man's mind. Drink, Adrian, for false fake news
for meanness.
No, there's something about him. I mean, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast, is that I'm a huge horror fan, but there is a beauty that he brings to it that I don't think any director has ever replicated. There's, mm-hmm. and I wrote an article about it on our site, butwhythepodcast.com, go look at it. There's an empathy. Every single piece of horror that he makes, the monster is empathetic, and it's beautiful. And I think, and he's talked about this a lot, like a lot of it comes from the fact that Mexicans have this unique relation, not necessarily unique, but this very personal relationship with death. And I just want to talk to him. I want to see all these things because I love the man. Like he just, yeah, he's amazing.
No, I get that. I did see something the other day. Somebody posted on Twitter about like, and Guillermo del Toro is going to make another movie about how humans are the real monsters.
Yep. I retweeted that. You're welcome.
I was like, it's not wrong.
Wait, that's Twitter.
Matt, who do you want to interview? No, I brought it up.
Who do I want to do, I guess?
I mean, interview, but yeah, also, who do you want to
do? Who do you want to do, Matt? I know it's Emma Stone.
No. Yeah. Anyways, for interview-wise, you know what? I'll make it simple. We'll just go with David Attenborough, and we can talk about how Thanos was correct, and we need to cut a lot of people.
I do believe we talked about that in our Infinity War review, that David Attenborough would agree, because he pretty much says it in the Planet Earth episode.
But real talk, Matt, why would you want to waste that interview on having that conversation when you could just ask him to narrate what you're doing for an hour?
Fair. Ooh. Because every time we watch something on TV or on Netflix, Matt's like, but it's not David Attenborough.
No, no. What I say is I don't care about some stupid celebrity doing narration over a science thing.
Where's my
no
David
idea.
Attenborough?
Well, okay. I was saying, like, real talk, though. What if you take a David Attenborough script and you just give it to, like...
Will Smith.
Will Smith. And
one
it's just him reading
rock.
What David Attenborough wrote.
Well, I mean, Will Smith does narrate
strange,
a different Netflix show
on
there.
One Strange Rock is what it's called.
Yes. It's not bad. Will Smith is not bad at narration. He does emphasize some words.
Puts his emphasis on like the wrong words.
That is weird.
It is weird. Matt, he's not bad though.
How did you feel about that Coolio or what was it? Snoop narrates like a wildlife documentary.
It's so good.
I want it.
That'd be great.
Have you not seen it, Kate?
Yeah, no, there's videos.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, go watch it. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's actually hilarious.
We'll send it to you on Twitter after this.
I watched him do the Pee Wee football, and it was very heartwarming.
Dude, Friday Night Tykes? I love Friday Night Tykes.
Yeah. No, no, not
Friday Night Tykes. Oh,
not
no, not
Friday
Night
Tykes.
Snoop's Lee. I don't remember the name of the show.
It's the one that follows his
I can't remember the name of the show.
Because Friday Night Tykes, I'm like, why are these parents dicks?
Yeah, those parents suck. I can't remember. It's on Netflix, but you should go watch it. The one with Snoop is really, really good.
I'll have to check that out. All right, next question from Lizzie Lynn Garcia. What has been your favorite episode to record so far? We already talked about that. So what topic are you dying to revisit?
Oh, man.
Buffy!
That was a silence.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I think that counts as a silence because I couldn't think of anything to say.
I was assuming Kate was going to say Buffy, considering I know what all happened in that episode. So
yeah, so I want to revisit Buffy the Vampire Slayer for multiple reasons. I gave Adrian and our co-host at the time episodes to watch. They didn't watch them all. And the co-host...
And you Tom think I'm going to watch them all.
You watched
them. I was about to... Drink for being mean to me because I watched it, okay? I watched it. And I liked it.
I gave them 5 episodes. I gave them the episode where Buffy loses her virginity. I forgot what it's called. I gave them Once More with Feeling. I gave them the episode where the guy goes up to kill himself in the tower. I gave them that one. And I gave them another episode. Anyway, I gave them like pivotal Buffy episodes, and I'm slightly drunk right now, so I can't remember them. But I gave them those episodes. Our other co-host at the time didn't watch them, and then he continued to talk about how the high school girls were hot. So I want to give Buffy her proper due, but also because Boom Studios right now has rebooted the entire Buffy universe and is doing a phenomenal job.
Is it good?
It's really good. I've been reviewing it for the site. Jordi Belair is writing. It's perfect. She captures each character's essence while still making them updated to our time. And I have never...
Like that Archie reboot that's not Riverdale?
Yes. Like, it has its heart, but it's a different skin. Like, that sounds really weird, but like...
That's really morbid.
It is very morbid, but it's Buffy. Come on now. No, it's really good. Angel just made his first appearance. He's also getting his own rebooted series. I'm excited. But yeah, Buffy. Does that count as making a story about me?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Matt, do you have an episode you want to revisit?
Dying to revisit? Not particularly, really. The only episode that really bugs me, to be honest, is I hate the Spider-Man episode we did. And I don't really want to revisit.
Why? Because that was the first time we got added?
No, because that's...
Oh, no. Because
he talked about all the things he loved about Spider-Man, and then they made Homecoming and changed all the things he loved.
That's probably the one episode I spent the longest on notes doing, to be honest. Probably spent about close to about... I don't know. That took me about 2.5 days.
Yeah, it was because he doesn't like Miles or any... But he said that in relation to he doesn't like any...
I like how Kate, once again, just talks...
Oh, drink!
Point. We should have made that a drinking game.
I'll drink, but he said... I'm defending my mans. I'll drink twice. That's fine. But he's actually...
Matt's not a fictional character. You can talk possessively.
I am defending my man.
Hey, Matt's his own person. Does not belong to you. He's his own man. He's his own mans.
But no, he said he hated the spider family, and he got added, and it was really shitty.
I'm not worried about getting added. That didn't bother me. I just, like, basically the way the thing went and what we've gotten for the last 3 years, no, I hate that episode. Especially for how much time and work I put in that episode and everything. I just saw Dying, and that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh, I'm dying because I hate this episode. But as far as revisit, honestly, I can't think of anything. I know we've done a lot of them, so I probably can't think of really a lot. There's been a few that I wouldn't mind. I guess we want to really talk about revisit, but I guess it would be more of expanding on would be better. Assassin's Creed wouldn't be bad to expand, even though I kind of already expanded on that one. And then Assassin's Creed. And probably be more Bethesda and like some Elder Scrolls type stuff, or even some of the stuff that they're doing. I wouldn't mind expanding on that one, just because those are two episodes where they were good for what they were, but like there was so much content that we could easily done like another 2 hours.
I got that, Adrian.
I think that I'd want to. I'd want to revisit Star Trek.
Again.
How many times only,
can I explain myself? Can they drink Alex for interrupting my explanation here?
I mean,
what
you,
the hell?
Sure.
One.
Time out. Can I do it? Actually, I came up with a good answer before he does Star Trek thing.
Did I just get interrupted again?
Redoing
what is going on
here?
Yeah,
whatever. Now you know how I feel about every episode. Anyways, the X-Men episode I wouldn't mind redoing because that was so, so long ago with like 3 different hosts than what we have now.
Okay, I can see that being worth revisiting.
I will do a masterclass.
And I wasn't
on
even
it.
On that one. But yeah. Anyways, now go, Adrian, on your Star Trek. You already got like 3 episodes on Star Trek, so
he has 2, sir.
We have 2, and they suffer from the same fucking problem you just said, Matt. It was different hosts in a different format. I don't think that we did it well enough because we still had that other format, like where each person took like a different part of it. I don't think that we just did it well enough for the series. And now that we have like new Star Trek coming out with Star Trek Discovery, I think it's worth a revisit considering, I don't know, it's just not under the same kind of thing that we're doing now. And when we did Captains, there was only three of us. So we can only do three Captains. It's there's more to Star Trek than just those three Captains.
We could bring in Carolyn to talk about the Discovery Captain. Yeah. She loves the Discovery Captain.
Which one?
Oh, I have not watched Discovery yet. Yeah. I just said Captain.
Because we do not care about CBS Access.
I'm going to care because I'm about to buy it once Twilight Zone's over. So I can binge it. No, I think...
Oh, another revisit I wouldn't mind for Alex to bring on is reality TV.
Matt Drinkin interrupts a lot. Are you Kate? Did you turn into Kate when you're drunk?
Shut the fuck up, Adrian. Make him drink. No, that's what
I'm
trying
to say. I want to make sure you all.
Oh yeah, all of you need to be drinking.
Yeah,
right,
where's
now
the moderation at? This is what I really want to know.
Alex, your family.
I mean, because you're all calling each other on things that aren't even rules. You're just demanding that everyone drinks.
Okay, hey, I do want to know if Alex, if you're interested, because I wouldn't mind redoing reality TV, because I think that was a great thing in our format that we did and whatever happened on that episode.
What happened on that episode was the other hosts that we used to have did not want to do one all on Survivor.
So you expanded it to all of reality TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about Jersey Shore and it was great. I had a great time.
We did Cops, Survivor, and Jersey Shore. But the initial thing was to do a Survivor episode. And then he was like, no. Mm. And I was like, okay.
It was a request to do a Survivor episode.
I mean, Survivor at the time was like a big thing that's worth doing its own episode.
Drunk Kate bought episode 31 of Survivor and a donut mouse
pad.
That's
why I said that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We need to split all those up. Cops, Survivor, Jersey Shore, all get their new episodes on their own episodes in 2019. Sounds good. Sounds good. I will just sit here by myself and talk about Jersey Shore. I'm okay with that. I can do that.
And then when we get to Survivor, we'll just talk about when they decided to split up the tribes by race.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
In my defense, the episode I really, really would want to redo, we're already redoing in the future. So,
which one?
WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because all the new stuff that's happened.
Oh, fine. We just did a pro wrestling episode.
Yeah. We need to do a Lucha episode.
Also,
we can talk about Lucha in professional wrestling.
Yeah, like,
so welcome to
well,
butt,
I know
the
you talked
though,
about it, but I'm
table.
Saying, like, I'm saying just, like Lucha, like Lucha Libre.
Dude, there's some cool stuff going on in Lucha Underground, but, like, there's also stuff, cool stuff going on in AEW, which is why I want to revisit, because so much of stuff happening outside of just WWE, because the smaller markets are getting so big, and that includes the Lucha Underground.
Next question from Betty Page Gaming, and this is going to be an emotional question. If Stan Lee were still with us and you could interview him, what would your first question be?
So I asked him this question in 2013, and it was specifically about X-Men. But I would want to know what he feels about how much people have gravitated and fallen in love and felt represented by the characters that he's made. I'm about to cry because it's very sad.
That's a very good question.
But, like, and I have a picture of me and Stan Lee, right, like, right above my desk, too, from when I asked him this. Because I have a Spider-Man print signed by him. And I got to tell, like, I'm just happy in my life that I got to tell that man that, like, the X-Men saved my life. I would just want to know what he feels about seeing the characters that he's made impact people the way that they do. And I'm sure it's been asked so many times because it's really important. But I would want to ask him that, especially mm-hmm. with Endgame, like, coming out tomorrow. Like, we live in a time where the superheroes that him and Jack Kirby created, and Steve Ditko as well, are so recognized and loved and gravitated towards that I just want to know what he feels about having left this type of impact. Because it's something that I think people think about, but never truly understand.
Yeah,
that's it.
I like that a lot.
I'm going to cry, so I'm going to mute myself now.
Who wants to follow that?
I don't have a question.
Why
did
we let
Kate
go first?
That's the order we have in. That's just the way things go. Same reason I have a chair at my house that I sit in.
What just happened again?
We let Kate talk because Matt has a chair.
I'm not sure what I would ask. I think that I would ask something not so in depth because I don't think that I would be able to get that across when I asked him. So I'd probably just look at him and be like, what's my superpower? And I want him to assign me like a superpower. And like
Like a sorting hat.
Yeah, and like a superhero identity, like on the spot. And then I'm just going to run with that for the rest of my life.
Are you trying to like be knighted?
Exactly.
Man, why didn't Stanley knight people into being superheroes?
Yeah, I mean, he had the TV show, like where he had the superhero TV show, which is supremely underrated. Don't me, old man, Matt. It was amazing.
I never watched that. Just soccer.
And they had a little kids version too. And the little kids version was dope.
It was
not terrible because the little kid who won wanted to save the planet. So do you not like the planet?
Matt has mixed feelings on the planet.
Is it old, you didn't like it because it was little kids? Is that an old man Matt moment?
Now, one, I feel like okay, that is. So the first thing I saw, possibly, but the first thing is the first season's actually not that bad. But then they got into like just like this person jumped this high. That's a superhero power or something. And it's like, this is like not even going into superhero stuff anymore. They started doing a lot of reaches. And so it was a very turnoff.
That's fair. All right. So next question, and this is from Chris Kewl TV, KEWL. When are you, I assume Kate, and Dat M18 just going to give in and get married? Sheesh.
Hey, who put this actual question in here? Because I did not put this
in here. Okay, so I put it in here because I've been asked on two of the guest podcasts that I've done. Because apparently it's noticeable that we record in different rooms. And because we record in different rooms, people don't think that we're together. On top of that, Matt and I are already common law. And on pretty much all the paperwork you've filed so far, including our insurance and our house, we're together as married. So.
And you've referred to him as your husband before.
Yes. Consistently.
What is the problem with having my own room to record
in? I don't know. It's really weird. Like, every time I go to guests, they're like, oh, y'all are together, but you sound like you record in different rooms. I'm like, yeah?
Alex, I guess to be fair, Alex has seen us record when we had to record in one room. I know we broke my back from sitting on that crap chair and having to bend over all the time and, like, having one earphone in, then Kate's, like, you know, freaking being all emotional and, like, moving all over the place and ripping earphones to hit me in the face and stuff.
Yeah, so that is the record set straight. You are common law and on paperwork married.
Exactly.
I don't need the government knowing what I do.
Ron Swanson.
Yeah, it was spoken like a true Ron Swanson.
Pretty much. But no, that's specifically why I put it in there, because I have been on like specifically two podcasts where they have asked that.
Out of all the questions, I don't understand recording in a different room.
Yeah, no, that's what, like, I also think it's weird because they asked me, and like, we've been in a meeting where somebody has asked us that before. Oh, you two record in different rooms?
Well, I know we've talked about, like, whether when we set up the house, whether we were going to do one room or two rooms, and we decided it'd be two rooms would be easier because trying to record in one room in a tiny little space on a desk is actually a pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to run splitters, and then you have to run your two set of headsets and headphones, and you have to make sure the headphones are long enough, and then between where the mic goes and what it picks up.
Then Matt can't see the notes, and it turns into the whole thing.
Exactly. It has to be on the third screen, because the third screen is the one that Matt can see the best. But no, and to be fair, though, Chris's cool is one of our friends. He runs One Up on Cancer. He is amazing. He was just griefing us pretty much. But I did want to put that on there because I thought it was apparent because we talk about things we do together. But I've surprisingly been asked multiple times on my guest spots about it.
And if you want to find out about more on One Up on Cancer, they are episode 27 where we interviewed him and his wife, Christine.
They're amazing.
They are, and they basically run a charity called One Up on Cancer, and they basically pay hospital bills for adults with cancer.
They directly pay the bills. It doesn't go to anything else. You put in all of your medical information, or not your medical information, your medical expenses. They take it into account, and they pay it.
They cut a check.
because most charities forget people once they turn 18.
Yep. Because what a lot of people don't know about a lot of the other children's charities, that yes, once you turn 18, you're no longer eligible. Even if you were already within like their program and whatnot, once you turn 18, they cut you anyways.
Gotcha.
Charities are cut their biz.
Yeah. All right, so next question, this is going to be a hard tonal shift. From Swarz Seawalker, what is each of your favorite cetaceans?
Why is this, first of all, why is there a silence and why am I drinking here? Like, this should be an easy question. He asks this question, like, constantly.
I know.
Orca whales. Orca whales, and it's not even close. Have you seen orca whales hunt?
No. I will gladly drink, because I just watched the first episodes of Our Planet, and orca whales played fucking baseball with baby seal, or baby penguins.
Orca whales are some of the dopest hunters on the goddamn planet.
And they play baseball with baby penguins.
They hunt in packs. Dude, these things will go on the shore and like flip their tongue.
I will drink this entire beer right now. They play baseball with baby penguins.
They will go onto the land to get seals. That's how badass. What other aquatic animal that's like specifically in the ocean is badass enough to go onto the land, throw their body around, grab a seal, and go back into the water?
They all are, because they don't play baseball with baby penguins.
Yeah,
I'm just
the little seals on the iceberg. They are smart enough to do the wave to make the thing go. Dude, they're just so badass. They are so badass.
Okay, so for all, now that we can stop this, one, can we explain what a
cetacean is? Do you not know what a cetacean is, Matt? Didn't you go to school? Don't you know what a cetacean is?
Does Adrian have to drink for being mean?
No, because that's a callback to Kate being mean to me, and I never have the chance to call someone out on that.
One, by the way, Alex, this is about how the Planet Earth episode went, and it was great.
The planet... I did talk about how freaking orcas are mean as hell, because they mess with seals in that one. But in our planet...
She did not know that at the time until me and Adrian and Quinn explained this to her.
Again, they made me cry.
There's a lot of wildlife that you don't want to know what they're actually
like. Retroactively mean to me. Drink.
Hey, I'm going to go with a dolphin. It's an easy one. Dolphins are great. They're very intelligent. They're also very mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going with them based on the fact that they are smart and mean?
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right. Next.
For all we know, actually, it's been a funny thing, because a lot of times when they talk about with like science, they talk about like animals like on distant planets and trying to find aliens and say. And one of the factors they have to factor in is like, what if there's actually a planet that's basically infested by basically intelligent dolphins? Or what that could happen? Because what you think is like, you know, intelligent being going interplanetary and everything else. But if you're a dolphin, you can be the smartest creature and you can be more intelligent than us. But you can't come out of the water, so you're obviously never going to make it to another planet.
Hey, I've seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Matt. Dolphins are hella smart. And they can fly out of the ocean if they want to.
They also call each other.
They just don't feel like it.
Kate, do you have a favorite cetacean?
Guess it.
The porpoise?
No. Oh. A narwhal.
Narwhals are mean as shit, too. What?
They're adorable and they're unicorn.
Have you seen narwhals hunt things?
Adrian. Unicorn.
I did not think this question was going to get this much conversation.
I didn't think so either.
Unicorns. Legitimately, narwhal horns were brought back to the kings in France and England as representation that unicorns existed. Like, that's what they were narwhals were used to justify unicorns for the longest time. They are beautiful creatures, and I love them. And nobody knows how they don't poke each other. That is actually in our planet. They talk about it.
Any other thoughts on this topic from any of you?
Drink.
They
narwhals.
They're
amazing.
They stab people and fish with their horns.
I don't care about people.
Unnecessarily.
Those are actually teeth.
They gotta eat fish.
Also, people stab people unnecessarily.
Exactly.
By people, I meant fish. I don't know why I said people. I meant fish. Like, they stab fish with a big-ass horn. They don't need that horn. They're huge. They don't need to do that. Just the same way, like, orcas don't need to throw baby penguins around.
So
but they just do it because they're jerks.
Narwhals have no way of grooming their horn because their horn is actually a buildup of what our nails are made of. And they can't groom that down. So it just exists.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that happens, they don't purposely do. It just happens.
Unnecessarily.
Versus an orca that plays baseball with baby seals.
Because they're smart enough to do it because they're dope. God damn it.
Because they don't think. That's how they teach their young how to hunt and help stuff.
At this point in my head, I'm just imagining whales that are playing baseball with, as in participants, not the ball, penguins.
Oh, dude, I put my money on the orcas.
So, no, so they fling them. They throw them up about like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah,
they fling seals and penguins. They do it either like by grabbing them and flinging them, or they get them on their tail and just flip them.
Yeah. Is this staying in the episode?
Yes, it is.
All right. Next question. We kind of already answered this from a train blog. If you had to pick which of the 99 episodes would be your favorite?
So, A, everybody had a common theme on their questions. They picked the easiest possible question to go with.
Wait, but so...
Well, we can also just change this so it's your favorite episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but Matt won't have an answer.
He'll just slander Andy Samberg. No, so I'm guessing it means like 99 episodes that are complete, right? So not necessarily to record, but like... favorite overall.
Yeah. What's like, what are you most proud of as an end product?
The Lord of the Rings. I think I did a really good job, or not Lord of the Rings, Tolkien. I think I did a very good job of breaking down Tolkien's history as well as Tolkien's production and what his product has done. I think I did a really good job like historically contexting it and kind of digging into it. And I just love Tolkien. So yeah, that one.
Matt, Adrian?
Drink.
So can I say that I've never actually listened to our podcast? I have no idea what the end product sounds like.
You haven't listened to like one episode?
It's a lot of bleeping.
Yeah, I have not actually listened to a single one of our podcasts. I guess that should be a common goal or like a fun fact. I don't listen to podcasts. I've listened to two of Alex's podcasts, and that's it. And that was only because Kate had them on in the car.
One of them was a podcast episode.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. And as far as podcasts, I'm one of the random people that do not listen to podcasts. It's not because I do not think there's a topic that interests me, which is apparently another high statistic, almost in the 30% of people who don't listen to podcasts.
No More Ball Z exists, as Alex said.
Yes. Yes, there is a podcast for everything. The podcast that I do listen to, or I have listened to, basically when I used to work out in field, because I was a field botanist or biologist in general, and the people I worked with listen to podcasts all the time, and they were all about statistics and money and economics and stuff like that, which would probably bore majority of the people that listen to our podcast to death. But I found those, yeah, probably. And they were interesting. But as far as listening to a podcast itself, I do not listen to podcasts in general. So as far as a complete end product, I do not know what any of them sound up. As far as the one I'm still most proud of the one that I and Jason Flatt did for on Assassin's Creed on the religion.
Yeah, that was a good looking episode.
That's what I said about 2 years ago, and I will stick to it. That is still one of my favorite episodes that I've done.
Nice.
Awesome. I think doing, I guess I should be like Kate, who guests more on podcasts. As Kate mentioned, she guests all the time, which, by the way, Adrian and I have no idea that she does this. We're just like, hey, I'm like, hey, do you want to go eat? And she's like, I got to record. And I'm like, for what? We don't do anything. She's like, oh, I'm on a guest on like 5 different other podcasts. I'm like, I didn't know. Another fun fact about our episodes is a lot of times when she does guest, I usually give her the data when it's a hot topic. And she just basically uses all my data or my arguments and then goes on there and gets to talk about it all.
No. I have credited you every time that I have used your data.
You have not.
He's referring to it as data science.
And that's also
science. Like, he has actually pulled data and done stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought he just meant like his general notes and research. And I'm like, Matt, if you're calling that data, you have to drink.
No, I mean, he should drink overall.
Well, I mean, I've done that too.
But yes. No, but when I do that, I have mentioned you every single time. I have. But I'm loud on Twitter, and I straight up say, hey, bring me on to guest talk about this stuff, and people do.
I did that one time, and then I even watched the movie for the person, and I tried to have this email conversation for 3 weeks and kept scheduling, and then the dude disappeared, really, and I never actually did that. I even rented a movie for him because I had to watch.
I watched it with you.
Adrian, you have a favorite.
And then
episode?
Alex obviously rejected me for his podcast.
What episode did you want to come on to do again?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
You just wanted to be on.
I think I asked to be.
And then he said I can also go on Game Boys, and you're like, okay, and never got back to him.
Here's the thing. I don't do the billing for Game Boys in terms of like what we're going to talk about. I usually throw out ideas that then get shot down. Matt, you can have your own podcast, and forget the podcast.
The thing about having my own podcast, which I probably wouldn't mind being another podcast because I don't mind doing a lot of the stuff as long as it's structured and everything, is I don't edit. And I know for anybody that does edit, that is a pain and that is the worst part of podcasting, which is why podcasts obviously only average some 6% to make it to 2 episodes.
If you're interested in knowing what goes into editing, you usually triple times the length depending on the speed that you're going at while you edit. And that's the editing time. So if you do a 1 hour podcast, that's about 3 hours of editing. If you do a 3 hour podcast, like our NFL and NBA episodes, that's about 8 hours of editing because I have to go through and clip things and snip things. And
it's a lot of work. Yeah.
It's a lot
and
back end.
Obviously I don't. Yeah. So I don't obviously do that work and I'm not going to be like, Kate, I'm going to start this podcast, edit this for me. So obviously I'm not that mean there. So I do not have another podcast, but as far as guesting, I do not mind. Also finding topics for what people do is also another interesting thing, but yeah.
I am.
Where did this question go? What's going on?
It started off with what's your favorite episode that you've done. And then Matt talked about how he doesn't listen to podcasts. Adrian, do you have a favorite episode, like the end product specifically, that you're proud of?
Typically, like other than like what we've already talked about, because you kind of talked about a lot at the top, but I like episodes that are, I don't want to say like against the grain, but like things that, I don't know, if you had a conversation, people wouldn't say it mattered. So like I really enjoyed our SpongeBob episode. I had a lot of fun doing the research for that episode. Just things like related to that, things like that, and like Critical Role and people that the, you know, average person probably wouldn't know matters as much as it actually does are some of my favorite things to do. So just recently, I think SpongeBob for sure is one of my favorite end results.
Nice. I like that.
And I will if you want to listen to us unedited, go listen to our Patreon episodes of reviews of different movies.
Oh, the Akira one, I heard parts of Matt.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was incredible.
Those are fun. That is Outlaw Country, and I can definitely be Buck Wild because there's no editing involved in that one. And I basically state this is Patreon. You pay for the good content. Here's the good content.
Matt gives the good content.
And if you
content.
Give me a movie that I do not like, I will tell you it's a movie that I do not like.
Like Popstar?
I enjoyed Popstar.
You know, you guys came out there and you told me to pick a movie, and I picked the best possible movies. And you guys,
it was Ryan.
It was you two. Don't even try to act denial. And then I picked a movie, and then I go, "Yeah, we were never planning to watch this in the first place."
It was because it was a Tom Cruise.
And I was like, "Why
collection? It was, it was what's the name of the fly movie? Top Gun. It was Top Gun.
Top Gun, the fly movie.
Shit."
It was Minority
and
Report as well.
I'm so tilted. The Fly movie.
Going harder than I thought.
We'll all drink because we're talking over each other. But like, I have said for a long time that I have never seen Top Gun in its entirety, and still our patrons do not request it. That's not my fault.
So one, I did not know this until I started sending her Top Gun memes at her because she was being very rude and just left me out like goose. She left her wingman and she's like, "I have no idea what this means." And I'm like, "Have you not actually seen Top Gun?" And she's like, "No." I was like, "Oh."
So to simplify it, Matt would not have married me if he knew that I did not watch Top Gun prior.
No, that is not the worst thing. The worst thing was you did not watch Die Hard ever.
Yeah. And then I watched it and I was very, very attracted to Alan Rickman.
Are you just looking at another dead person?
Shut up, Matt. That's mean. Drink.
All right. So I'm going to use that actually as a point to transition in talking about Top Gun. Another question from Joe Frew. What movies are on your never ever remake these list?
So I'm going to say Top Gun only because they've been thinking about and debating
it,
but that's not going to be my answer. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to say no to that one, but that will not be my answer.
But it's not a reboot though. It's a continuation, I thought.
It is.
Like a reboot is completely getting rid of the original actors in the roles and casting new actors in the roles. A continuation is like that thing.
Have you seen Val Kilmer? He's not coming back.
Oh, no, he's not. But still, he is, because that's what it's about.
And you still have Tom Cruise playing Maverick and...
I mean, I saw Mission Impossible Fallout. Tom Cruise can still do whatever movie he wants. If we're honest.
Hear me out. And I don't know that I actually want this because their styles are so different. But like 20 years from now, we just get Tom Cruise versus Keanu Reeves in a movie.
That would be fucking phenomenal. Give me John Wick and the main villain is Tom Cruise. John Wick 8. Keanu Reeves versus Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. I just want the premise of this movie is Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves trying to kill each other. Well, using exactly. Everything that they've learned from their action movie careers.
Exactly. John Wick 8, Keanu Reeves versus Tom Cruise. They both will not have aged at all.
And one will have the power of Xenu.
Yes. So what is your movie, Kate?
Oh, don't ask me this because it's going to be a long silence and I'm kind of drunk right now.
Adrian, do you have a movie that you don't want to see remade?
So I was curious, like, I couldn't figure out like what I didn't want them to remake because like there's lots of things, right? Like you don't want to see them remake things and then they remake things and I'm like, all right, okay, that was okay. But like I'm looking at this list and the first Matrix is pretty goddamn perfect. We don't need another one of like a Matrix ever.
Yeah, because really the CG is the only thing that doesn't super hold up.
Yeah, if you're going to give me another Matrix, like remaster it and just give me everything but with better CG. I don't need another Matrix movie.
That's fair.
So I was going to say The Matrix, but obviously Adrian taked it. I'm still going to go with Lord of the Rings at this point.
Yeah.
Even though I know they're making this show, I'm still not excited for it.
You don't
want to
have a 9-film series covering the books?
No, because go for that Hobbit treatment. Did good enough. Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings is the best trilogy in existence of ever.
Of ever. You heard it here.
I have tweeted that exact same thing all the time. I stand
but like,
by it.
Have you seen Man of Steel Batman versus Superman Justice League?
Stop it. Alex, stop it.
I cannot wait for John Wick 3, though. It's going to be very good. Yeah, do you guys have any other movies that you don't want to see remade?
I do only because it's currently in reboot, The Craft. I do not want to see The Craft rebooted.
Oh, wait. I know what one you really mean. Heathers.
Oh, God. Fuck Paramount Pictures Heathers. No.
Also, I will say, I just had the thought, in terms of if Disney's going to keep doing these live-action remakes, I want Atlantis.
I do too.
Yes, which I was going to talk about. That was the only one that I want to see being remade or live action.
That's
is Atlantis.
Aquaman.
We're
good.
So probably good. My
favorite. Kira Karadkakash deserves to be a Disney princess, and the fact that she is not is terrible.
I thought she was. Well,
no,
she is in my book.
Yeah,
that's all
that matters. She is in my book too, but she's not overall. They have not featured her in any sort of promotional material since the movie came out.
Same with
the real question.
Meg in Hercules.
Mm-hmm. But Meg isn't really
the real question.
Though, so it doesn't really
Here's the thing. In mythology, she's the daughter of the king of Thebes.
Oh, that's fair. But the movie isn't like that.
Yeah, but I mean, we count Mulan and she's not a princess.
You.
No.
Yeah, because she's
Mulan
better.
Mulan becomes a princess,
like her,
though.
But she's better than a princess. She's
she
the savior
a general,
of China,
not a
God
royalty,
damn it.
Though. No, I love Mulan. It's probably my favorite Disney princess, but like her, like, title in the film at any point, is she actually a princess?
No, she's not. So Kira should be a princess.
All right, we have two questions left. Are you guys ready for these?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so one, a movie or series you genuinely think Hollywood could do better if rebooted, and if you could make it so one series or movie was never touched again, what would it be? Which we kind of just did. So yeah, this is from Gatsu083. Just what movie do you think we actually should reboot? And I guess Atlantis is one that we're all thinking.
Well, I don't know if that's a reboot as per se. You can take that one to live action if we wanted to make that one. That one I'd be okay with. Like, even though I know people are excited about The Lion King, don't care. Dumbo was terrible. Jungle Book was terrible.
Sir, you did not watch any of those. Jungle Book.
Yeah, what? I was thinking, did you watch any
You're
of these
all
movies?
Jungle, I don't care. I will drink the rest of this, what is it?
I saw enough stuff to know
ginger
that.
Ginger live soda and vodka. But.
So put this way, I attempted to watch the Jungle Book.
I watched Dumbo rebooted with Amanda. Shout out to TamChan55. She's an amazing cosplayer. And it was good. It was really good, but mostly because of Eva Green. But it was good. The rebooted Dumbo movie is really good.
Yeah, don't care. It's terrible. Hey, am I allowed to talk now? Am I allowed to talk now? Or are you going to keep interrupting?
How can you say something is terrible if you've never seen it?
A, I attempted to watch the Jungle Book, and it was just so awful I could not do that. I didn't care about CGI animals attempting to talk. It was freaking awful.
Would you prefer they use actual tigers with peanut butter in their mouth so it looks like they're talking?
Yes. Yes, Homeward Bound well, they that could not shit. Done it.
All right, next question, last question.
I have two more that was in our Patreon channel on Discord that Matt did not add.
I didn't get to ask what I wanted to be remade. What is going on?
Oh, what do you want to be? What do you want to be remade?
Aragorn, the dragon movie.
Oh, where they don't have jeans on the battlefield.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was so bad.
That's what like the production history of that movie was just
the
awful.
Movie was terrible. Really, but the books were a lot of fun, had a lot of cool lore, and I was just hella disappointed with the movie. So
yeah.
So that is a movie that I've attempted to watch so many times. Thinking it will be good.
It's terrible.
It will be good. It will be good this time. It will be good this time. And I never am like, nope.
So actually, I think the one live action, not necessarily Disney, but like in general live action, is The Wizard of Ersea. The Wizard of Ersea by Ursula K. Le Guin is one of the, it's like right underneath Lord of the Rings for me for fantasy novels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. One, they made all the characters white in the sci-fi adaptation.
Ooh.
Which was really bad, because they actually like describe how the characters look, and they like no. I love Sean Astin, but no. It is an amazing fantasy that has not gotten its due because of that miniseries they did for sci-fi. So, The Wizard of Ersea would be my pick for that. For like, right. Actual remakes.
But my number one pick, because obviously Kate keeps cutting us off at this point because she needs to quit drinking so we can actually finish this and get done with this, is I wish they would redo Percy Jackson.
All right.
Because the first movie was actually pretty good. The second movie was terrible. And then the third movie at this point was just kind of in limbo forever before finally being done. And at this point, the actors have all aged too much. There was kind of like one of those up in the air.
Gotcha.
They were supposed to. But at this point, they've all aged too much to even try to do a third one, so
yeah, I got that.
It'd have to be a full reboot.
Honorable mention, Last Airbender and live-action Dragon Ball, because those movies are both horrendous and shouldn't exist.
Oh, and Airbender is going to be on Netflix.
Yep, and it's actually being done by the actual showrunners this time.
I'm cautiously optimistic. All right, so this last question, and this needs to be the last question because I'm not lifting any rules, so you guys are going to be drinking a lot. What's your favorite Fast and Furious chase sequence?
This isn't fair. This isn't fair at all.
So just start polishing off whatever drinks are in front of you for this next bit.
I don't like this.
There was nothing in there, Adrian.
My other beers are downstairs. I'll go drink one later. I drank 6 beers in this episode, okay? Just chug them all.
That's
leave me
so
alone.
Much.
It's Corona, though. So
and I had
water.
2 before we recorded, so it's like 8 beers in the span of like less than 2 hours. So leave me alone, okay?
That's a good amount. But yeah, what are your favorite chase sequences,
dude? Fast 5 for sure. Like that chasing with the bank when first of all, no one in this room in this chat deserves to make faces at me for Fast and the Furious because I will gatekeep the shit out of you as I'm the biggest Fast and the Furious fan in this chat right now. Fast 5 is dope.
You might be the only fan in this chat right now.
No, I like those movies. I think they're fun.
No, Fast 5 is dope. It's like one of the best movies, and the heist from like the police station in like Brazil is super dope, and they just like drag a big safe around Brazil, which is amazing. And like the switch thing in the tunnel is dope. Yeah, I like it.
So Matt, what's your favorite? I'm gonna go with the scene where Han explains that the Japanese police cannot keep up with the cars of the Drifters race.
That's literally not a chase scene.
I don't care.
Because they don't
Fast
chase
and the Furious, moment, though. Tokyo Drift is the best Fast and the Furious movie.
All
right,
bye. You can find me at...
Stuff. You know what that means. Or Triple H that. You know what that means. There you go.
What? Suck it.
Yes, Alex. Exactly. Well, what Alex said. Because Triple
That's
H
what it
goes
means.
Like this, and it means suck it. But...
Kate, you're mostly cut off from like the chest down, so no one can see that arm motion. Matt, what's your favorite Fast and the Furious chase?
I honestly don't have one. I like the first two movies. The third one, eh.
It's not when it Johnny Kim chases down Jesse?
I have, you know, you could that could be a scene. It could
it's not,
not
the
be
one
a
where
scene,
they go underneath the 18-wheelers?
Oh, no, it's where Jesse gets shot in front of the house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I've only seen, I think, 4 out of the 8 movies.
That's such an emotional scene. How do you, and he's like, I don't know what to do, and they just shoot him on motorcycles? Come
it's,
on,
no,
man.
It's a very good scene.
It's such a good scene. Oh, man. I'm going to go watch Fast and Furious now.
So the other one is Matt. What's your favorite Mission Impossible villain?
Like, from when?
The 1960s,
Carl just
Matt.
Just asked what your favorite Mission Impossible villain was. That's it.
Also, quick correction. Johnny Tran, not Johnny Kim.
Oh, okay.
Good correction.
Still have no idea. Sounds good, Alex. I still like the third one. I don't think I think it's Seymour Hoffman, I believe. He's dead.
Couldn't talk about dead people, Matt.
Yes, yeah, so Seymour Hoffman,
so
yeah.
Seymour
so
Hoffman.
He plays
he starts with this middle man.
What?
I've never heard yes, Seymour Hoffman.
Well, that's the guy's name. I don't remember what his name is actually in the thing. They chase the rabbit foot. The third one's still probably, I don't know, Fallout's probably my favorite now, but the third one is still so, like, it turned the entire franchise around. And by the way, all you people can thank Tom Cruise for J.J. Abrams, all you Star Wars people, because that's where we got J.J. Abrams.
Now you brought up Star Wars.
That's fine. But probably him in that third one is really good. Third one's definitely crazy. Last few have been great.
What about John Woo motorcycle fighting?
We don't acknowledge that movie. That one never happened. It just goes Mission Impossible 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right.
But it does give me hope for John Wick. Like, I read the John Wick Volume 1, the comic from... I don't remember the name. A Titan. It's so good. Like, John Wick, like, Keanu Reeves needs to just keep making movies the same way Tom Cruise does.
Oh, I think he will.
Yeah.
Also,
I am worried
about... Sorry, honorable mention. They actually threw cars out of airplanes and put parachutes on them in Fast 7.
Cool, the Army does that.
It was
the Army does
amazing.
That all the time. They've been doing that for, like, 20 years.
It was amazing. And
are you talking about when they, like, drove them through the hotels?
No, that's later in the movie, but that part was dope too.
It's in the beginning.
Yeah.
Where they put them in the cars and threw them on airplanes. It's dope.
Cool. That's what the Army's been doing for like 25, all right, 30 years.
Matt, everything that they do in Mission Impossible, they do in the Army. Okay.
Dope.
So actually,
I also don't say, oh, we skip XYZ movie. No, all 1 through 8 are good movies. Okay, we accept all of it or none of it at all.
Well, then we accept none of it.
Then you would accept none of it because you're the one dismissing movies. I don't dismiss any of my franchise.
Gladly watch Mission
Impossible franchise.
I will gladly watch Mission Impossible 2 over
Salute
any
me familia.
Fast and Furious
through
movies.
And through.
Matt, I can't believe that you actually mean that.
He does.
I don't understand where this deep-seated hatred comes from.
Physics.
I actually really enjoyed the first, like said, 2 to 3 Fast and the Furious when it was about cars and, you know, racing. But then what they've turned that franchise into, it's just ridiculous and it hurts my head.
Tom Cruise literally holds onto a plane in a movie.
Tom
He's
Cruise actually held onto
a superhero
plane.
Superhero in his own movies.
Tom Cruise actually did all that stuff.
So that is fair.
They actually
Tom
threw
Cruise
them out of cars in a fucking
Halo jump in Mission Impossible Fallout. And
I've shown you the videos where they did all the stunts for Fast and the Furious 7, but okay. I've showed
Who?
You the videos. I linked it to you. You saw them. They did a bunch of stunts in there. He didn't flex out of the cast. Because that's just crazy. But they definitely did a lot of those stunts in Fast and Furious 7. Makes the movie better. And
so,
you know,
Vin Diesel Michelle Rodriguez survived the street falling on top of her.
Okay, that wasn't Michelle Rodriguez. Okay, that was Vin Diesel falling.
Okay, I mixed them up because they neither matter at that point.
You mix up Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez.
One of them gets crushed by the streets, and the other person revives them by their love of the streets.
Wait, when you say crushed by the streets, do you mean like emotionally or physically?
Physically.
I think both at one point.
Physically crushed by the streets on top of them.
Is the streets always win, Alex. You need to understand that. And second, I just live my life a quarter mile at a time.
This episode got away from me.
Moderator, help us. All right, well, we've been doing this for a while, and Alex is struggling with moderation, so I'm taking over at this point. So, Alex, is there anything else that you'd like to ask, any questions that you had before we wrap this up? This has been a fun time for everybody. Fun for probably too many people, or some people.
Matt just didn't drink enough.
I don't have any questions. I've been having a lot of fun with this episode. I appreciate all the answers that you've had and the level of community engagement that you guys make sure to put out. Yeah, good episode. A lot of fun.
Do you think we'll make it to episode 200?
Probably, yeah.
What episode is your podcast on?
140-something, I think.
What? Really?
Do you think we will actually pass your podcast?
It's a possibility.
I thought it was on like 240.
No.
Adrian, are you gonna like us for another 2 years?
No. Yeah, I mean, how long have we been friends, Kate and Matt? Like, we've been friends for a long time, dude.
Was it like a year after we've been together? So like four? Well, no, me and you have been friends for like what, almost eight years now?
Yeah, we've been friends for a long time. Like, I'm good. Remember, salute me familia. I'm loyal. So, yeah, I'll be here for episode 200. Will you be here for episode 200? Are me and Matt going to take over the podcast? Find out next time on episode 200.
If anything, Kate will cut all of us off enough to where me and Adrian start our own podcast.
With Blackjack and Ogres, yeah. Futurama, also a really great episode.
Kate talked too much. Yes.
I mean, a Futurama podcast titled A Podcast with Blackjack and Hookers is great.
That's actually a really good podcast, and y'all three should do it, just talking about each episode of Futurama.
Who's gonna edit it?
Alex.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
That's why I said I have plenty of podcast ideas. I have plenty of stuff, and I know plenty of people that I would love to do a podcast with. I just don't have anybody to edit it.
Matt, the picture behind you is very distracting.
I don't know what picture that is.
Oh, Hearthstone World started. That's what happened. Doing the intro videos.
Perfect. So should we wrap this up?
Alec, can you think of one last question, either like a future type question to ask, and then we can wrap this up?
Last question. What is an episode topic that you want to bring me on for?
I know. I want to bring you, well, out of necessity, it would probably be like some of the wholesome whatever stuff that we always bring you on for. Like you know, like Sesame Street or something like that. We'll probably do it. But the one episode I do want to bring you on for is probably Family Guy, because I've really been wanting to do a Family Guy episode.
Nice.
For me, like, I know Matt was like, oh, the wholesome or whatever, but like, I would much rather have you on for a wholesome episode than a Family Guy episode.
Reasonable.
Because if you're a fan of our podcast and you've ever like listened to anything Alex has been on, his end soliloquies on like why things matter are, bar none, the best we have when it comes to like even any of us giving like our last soliloquy. Go check out our Mr. Rogers episode where he just, or even Captain America, literally anything he's ever been on. And I would love
not
to hear
Scream.
Yeah, I guess Scream. I don't really remember that one. It's horror. Does it really matter? Who knows?
Definitely.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Everything's a horror movie.
But no, anything like wholesome. So like if we did a Sesame Street episode, I would love to have Alex on for a Sesame Street episode.
So the only problem I have with the wholesome thing is, one, I always feel like Alex doesn't like us less after this wholesome episode, and we hurt him a little bit inside.
Speak for yourself, no. Matt.
I am.
Wholesome episode, not so much. Hannibal eating people? Yes. So I would love to bring Alex on for a Silence of the Lambs, pretty much all-encompassing franchise episode talking about Hannibal.
I'm disappointed in you, Kate. I thought it was going to be Blair Witch.
I've thought about Blair Witch, but that's probably more probable because they have their anniversary coming up versus the Hannibal episode.
And also, I do love the Blair Witch franchise.
I know you do.
That's why
I listened to your Blair Witch episode.
That's one of the episodes of that show that I am the most proud of, I think.
It's a really good episode. There's, like, people don't realize how much found footage filmmaking takes off from the Blair Witch. Like, not necessarily just the movie itself, but everything around it.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I would bring you for that. But mainly, it's talking about the entire Hannibal franchise.
I'd have to read up on that one, but that could be really interesting. I like all of these suggestions. These are all very good. No, okay, I'll throw you one last question that's not as self-serving. If you could bring on a celebrity to be a guest, who would you want to bring on? Doesn't matter what topic it is, unless it's like, I want to talk about this with that person. Just what famous person would you want to bring on as a guest?
My answer is Tom Taylor to talk about The Deep.
I'm not sure I know what you're referring to with either of those things.
The Deep is children's animation.
Once again,
show on
I don't
Netflix
know.
That is amazing.
Okay. My hope was that Matt just got really into the ocean and was like,
that's
going
what
full
it is.
Old
it's the ocean.
No, but that Matt was going like full old sailor at the lighthouse who talks about The Deep.
Which
is not pop
so
culture, it's
wondering.
Just the ocean.
I think for me, it would have to be, because like before, I mean, like last year, like we did like a whole series on like Star Wars and stuff. So I don't think we're going to do Star Wars episode like anytime soon. But like if we had a chance to like bring someone on and talk about, to kind of revisit like the books and things like that, like basically any of the writers for the new Star Wars series, because they've been doing a really, really amazing work. I'm talking about like Kevin Scott or like Delilah Dawson, you know, Timothy Zahn, like those like really, really big authors for Star Wars. I would love to have them on just to talk about like their writing process of keeping all this stuff straight, because we're at a point where like there's so much stuff now, but they're able to keep it straight. And this is like where the EU before Disney took over kind of went crazy, but they're able to keep it all straight. And I want to know how they did it.
Mark Hamill.
Oh, that would be very fun.
Because he goes into three different franchises. He goes into the DCAU, the DC Animated Universe. He goes into DC TV, where he's grounded in the Trickster at Flash. And he is, or was, Luke Skywalker until The Last Jedi. So for me, it is just getting to talk to the man who has shaped my childhood from multiple areas.
That's a good one. I like that.
So, Alex, you've been an amazing moderator. Tell everybody who is listening where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at MostAlwaysAlex. I have a pop culture podcast called What We Talk About When We Talk About. I have a gaming podcast called Game Boys. And I am the assignments editor for FrightDay.com. It's a genre news and review website. So if you like horror and spooky stuff, that's a good place to go.
And for me, you can find me at OmarMithRandier on Twitter. But for the podcast, find us at ButWhyThoughPC on every single thing. We have a lot of questions to answer, so send us yours. And Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperRuiz93, SuperRuiz93, where your Fast and the Furious gifts at. Oh. Send them my way. I want to see them.
Matt?
Apparently I'm going to be in the ocean in a rowboat, apparently, because that's all people apparently think.